You don't yet know the boys are building their confidence on stolen land. But you do worry the girls might be occupied with things you will never understand, won't ever, ever be good at. You take one pretty step and feel like you're pouring bubbles into your own bloodbath. You don't want a soft death. You want a hard life.
That's Andrea Gibson, the keynote speaker at this year's Women's Studies Conference organized by the UWF Women's Studies Collective. The conference is in its 17th year, and the organizers are trying to welcome as many people as possible. Here's Maggie Crane, co-president of the Women's Studies Collective.
And so we thought it was a great opportunity to bring in someone that wasn't necessarily an academic, because their work is so practical and it's real life. We're trying to move away from the very staunchy, like, this is our ivory tower, this is where we do our academic, this is where we do our scholarly things, and making it more applicable.
The conference isn't only for women or for people who identify as feminist. Both Maggie Crane and speaker Andrea Gibson stress the importance of taking the time to listen and learn from a plurality of viewpoints.
Everyone should come to the conference. Because we're hoping everyone can come in with maybe a perspective. We would love for you to come in and walk away from the conference knowing little, you don't have to agree with us, but just knowing a little more about us, about who is being represented here, makes all the difference.
I think that whatever you believe, you don't want that belief to be strengthened by having no exposure to other beliefs. I don't think people put enough value on how important it is for, you know, just our own well-being to be exposed to new things and to be willing to be rattled by what in us is capable of changing.
On Friday, research by UWF students will be presented in workshops all day at the UWF Conference Center. Andrea Gibson will deliver a keynote performance at 6 p.m. Friday evening and also a workshop on gender theory on Saturday. The workshop will be interactive and have participants writing their own poems, but you don't have to be a writer to go.
I mean, anybody who loves writing or loves learning new things, or anybody that's fascinated or interested in gender, or anybody who thinks that they aren't at all. The discussions can be really fun, and they can be even more fun if somebody comes, you know, and they have wildly different opinions than I do, because I think that those are the conversations that are needing to be had.
The Friday keynote will be part of Gibson's Hey Galaxy tour, promoting their new album of spoken word poems. I asked Gibson what they plan to discuss.
I talk a lot in my writing about patriarchy. Sort of been tearing that down lately. I've been really inspired by the Me Too movement, for example, and I'll also be speaking about that. I plan to discuss queerness. I plan to discuss feminism. I plan to discuss our vibrance, our joy, our despair, you know, grief, and sort of leaning into the grief and to not be afraid of it.
Gibson identifies as genderqueer and discusses their gender identity along with experiences of love, anxiety, and hope.
Somebody said the word genderqueer to me for the first time, and up until that point, I had never even been given the language. In connection with poetry, the more language that you get, the more you can learn yourself and know yourself. As soon as I heard the word genderqueer, I thought, wow, that feels like it fits. Several years later, it started being more common in culture for people to use a pronoun other than he or she to match their non-binary identity. And when I started using that pronoun, it just felt like somebody saying my name right for the first time.
Organizers know even words like genderqueer can make some people uncomfortable, and they hope to lean into that discomfort and examine it.
Fear of the unknown is so big in this sort of these sort of discussions. So when people hear Andrea Gibson and they hear us referring to them as non-binary, you may not know what that means. And that might terrify you, like someone that's non-binary, they go by they, them. What is that? Coming in and learning how to talk about these things is just the first step in moving toward a less divisive society.
The conference Friday and workshop Saturday are both free and open to the public, but registration is requested. You can register at uwfwomensstudiesconference.wordpress.com, or we'll have a link at wuwf.org. To hear my extended interview with poet Andrea Gibson, you can visit wuwf.org. This is Lindsay Ray Myers for WUWF.